Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the Han Chop First Podcast. I'm Ben the Hutt.
And I'm Ty the Wookie.
And today in the news, Star Wars toys for tots. And the top 10 craziest Star Wars tattoos of all time.
Please, no, no.
All that and
no.
More. All that and more coming up on this episode of Han Chop First Podcast. Hello and welcome to Han Chop First. I'm Ben.
I'm Ty.
Yep, we always say our names twice because it's traditional.
Yep.
This week... in the news, a fan film from Wales gets 100,000 views.
Hmm.
Yeah, I kind of read about this and I don't understand it at all. It is obviously very localized humor.
Okay.
And I found that at icwales.icnetwork.co.uk.
Okay.
And you can watch the video at youtube.com/JimBolony321.
JimBolony321.
Right. The fan film is called Taff Wars, and I understand it's pretty funny. Particularly if you live in Wales. Moving on to our next story, Star Wars toys for tots.
They've tried doing, toddler Star Wars before. None of them have ever worked particularly well, but perhaps I've misinterpreted this whole story.
Toys for Tots is a donation, a charity that gives toys to kids who don't have enough money for Christmas presents.
Oh.
Anyway, for over a decade, the firefighters stationed at Lucasfilm Skywalker Ranch have been participating in the Toys for Tots program, gathering toys for less fortunate youngsters who might not otherwise find an X-Wing or an astromech droid under the tree during the holiday season.
Oh.
In 2001, Lucas Licensing was able to donate over $1 million worth of toy samples, filling 4 tractor-trailer rigs with toys. While this has been the most significant donation to Toys for Tots made by the company to date, the licensing archive digs deep into the Jedi toy bin every year to help as much as they can.
500,000 pounds of toys.
Mm-hmm. And this was on StarWars.com, so it's kind of self-promoting. Oh, we're so good, we give stuff to charity. But it's good that they do, you know?
Yeah.
I'm glad that they're doing it.
Wait a minute, Skywalker Ranch is big enough to have its own firefighter department?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Not a huge fire department, but I would say a fire department, certainly.
Oh, no.
I mean, how many different fire departments are there in our little county alone?
I don't know, I've never counted.
Yeah, there's quite a few. Anyway, moving on to our next story... Top 10 Craziest Star Wars Tattoos of All Time.
You're
this
kidding.
Was on theforceintheflesh.com, and you can see the entire list at theforceintheflesh.com/top10/index.php. Warning, there is some explicit language on the page.
How explicit?
Explicit. The big E. Explicit. Anyway, some of the tattoos that were kind of interesting was number 3, a Stormtrooper versus Captain Kirk. Number 9 was interesting. A guy got lightsaber blades tattooed onto his fingers. Number 8 was a rancor tattooed onto the side of a man's head. Ty is one amazed-looking Wookiee right now.
What kind of an idiot?
Oh, but you can see the rest of those. There were some other interesting ones, some really strange stuff. There was the holiday Yoda, which was like Yoda dressed up as Santa Claus with a bag of toys. That came in at number 10. Yeah. So there's lots of interesting Star Wars body art for you to view, or you could just get the book, The Force in the Flesh. If you are so inclined to do so.
No, 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 no!
Anyway... the 501st makes an appearance working for the Salvation Army. Miranda Wilson, Derek McHenry, and Sandra Galina dressed up in Star Wars costumes and volunteered to ring bells for the Salvation Army's annual Christmas fundraising effort. The 3 Alaskan residents are members of the Aurora Borealis Alaskan Outpost of the International Costuming Organization, dubbed the 501st Legion, which pays homage to the Star Wars franchise. And that was at...
that was quite a mouthful.
JUNEAU Empire.com.
All one word.
Right. And that was a pretty cool news story. They had, like, AT-AT pilots standing up front of Walmart, ringing bells. or AT-AT drivers, I guess I should say, technically. And Darth Vader was out there with his bell, you know. Give mother that I've got to see.
They should have picked it like a regular rebel pilot. It's Vader right. trying to give it getting charity money.
Apparently, the kids love it.
Well,
donations for the Empire. Keep Palpatine in power. Don't let the rebellion take over. Anyway, that's it for news. Moving on to podcast related news. Last check, we had 97 subscribers, and we don't really know that we have 97 subscribers, because, yeah, our pro stats went away, and now we're, like,
blind.
In the dark. Yeah, they don't tell us how many subscribers we really get anymore, so don't expect regular subscriber updates. What I do know is that it went down, because last week we were at 104, and then in, like, 2 days, it dropped by 13. It was really weird. It was like 13 people suddenly quit listening. Anyway, we hope you 13 people are back, because we like people to listen to us. That's why we do this.
And if you know any of those 13 people who still aren't back, talk to them.
Yeah, go get some friends. Yeah, sign up more people for this podcast. Episodes from now on will start being released on Wednesdays.
Okay.
That means, well, ordinarily we record on Monday, and then we try to get the episode out on Tuesday, and it hasn't been working. There's been two episodes now that it just hasn't worked. And speaking of which, we're sorry that episode 4 was, like, really late. Because it actually wasn't online till Saturday.
Cool.
And it was supposed to be out Tuesday.
Yeah, technical troubles.
Yeah, we had a lot of technical troubles down at Podomatic.
Seriously. It said we'd uploaded it. Then we'd go around and check, and it wasn't there.
Right. Actually, Gooey Gooeyo pointed out that it suddenly disappeared. And wasn't there for any obvious reason. Nevertheless, it is online now, and you can download episode 4.
Which that might be why our listeners dropped.
They dropped before
that.
No, they dropped right after. They dropped the day after it went up. Theoretically went up. It was Wednesday that they started dropping. So we're sorry about episode 4 being so late. We're also sorry that it was kind of long.
Yeah.
It was twice our usual length.
Well, big is better.
And that's part of why we had so much trouble getting it to upload, is because it was so big. But I'm going to stop reading board posts in the show in a couple of weeks, because it's just getting too overwhelming. If you want something to be read on the show, please send it to us at an email at honshotfirstpodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a comment at Podomatic, honshotfirst.podomatic.com. Or please, please, pretty please, give us a phone call at 1-206-888-2478 and leave us a message, and we'll be sure to play that on the show.
All right.
Or you could just do what Corsant did and just mail us an MP3.
That works.
Hey, yeah, it works. But posting on the boards is not going to get you on the show anymore. Because we just can't, keep up with it all, and, yeah.
Star Wars.
Doo-doo-doo, clean the droid.
Help me, Obi-Wan.
I should save Leia.
I've got you now.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan, we need to get you.
I'm a ghost. Use the Force, Luke.
I can't. Okay.
No more Death Star.
I love you, Luke.
Part 2, the Empire Strikes Back.
Burr, it's cold.
Ah, the Empire. Run away.
You're a Jedi like your dad.
Wow.
I am your father.
My hand.
Part 3, Return of the Jedi.
Wow, look at Leia's bikini.
It's Jabba.
Look, little bears.
Come to the dark side.
No!
Yes.
I can't kill you, Dad!
I'll do it.
Leia, you're my sister!
Pig, huh? I love you, hon!
Thanks.
There, now you're ready to see Phantom Menace.
Alright, now it's time for our new segment that we started last week, featuring Ty's fanfiction review of a story called Freedom to Air. Ty?
Alright. Finally, it's a fanfiction that's set in the episode 4 to episode 6 range.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Which Coruscant cast is very happy, I'm sure. Because 99% of the fanfictions I've found have been set in episode 3. Like, a lot of them are like, what if Anakin did this? Or what if Palpatine turned to the good side? That was one of the weirder ones.
Whoa, that is weird.
Yeah. And about half the remaining percent are from after episode 6. So this one's really unusual. It's by the board member. How the heck do you say that?
Just make a guess.
Obeyna. That works. The overall writing quality is not the greatest, but the story shines through it.
That
is, there were no paragraphs whatsoever. None at all. Unlike last week's reviewed story, the Freedom has a original trilogy character in it. Luke Skywalker! Yay!
Alright.
They actually do a good job of keeping him in character. Not particularly hard, it's only 6 pages long. And the basic plot starts out, I'm not going to spoil it for you, not much to spoil, but it starts out with Luke leading a raid on an Imperial outpost. And it soon takes psychological twists. The dialogue is crisp and realistic, which, in my own writing, I have a problem with dialogue. So, Fat and Brett, that's me. It seems like Obama had the opposite problem that I do. I have no problem dressing up my story, making it look all nice, but the actual dialogue is a problem. Freedom also fails in describing where it is. You don't really feel like you're actually in a battle a lot of the time. You don't feel like you're walking down a corridor. Or you don't have that feel. There's no background description at all. We don't know if they're attacking a desert planet, a swamp planet, a tree-filled planet, or just an ordinary planet. Which is all we know is that it's an outpost, it's got anti-fighter batteries, TIE wings, and an ample supply of Bacta.
Ah.
However, it does have some very strong characters. In
Luke?
Yeah.
In addition to Luke.
Akbar? Was Akbar in it?
No, Akbar was not in it.
Okay, then if Akbar was in it, I'd have to read it.
Yeah. You like Akbar, don't you?
I do love Akbar.
Well, I'll see if I can find one that has Akbar in it. Well,
how about It's a Trap by AkbarFam127?
Okay.
It's a trap!
Getting off on a tangent.
Admiral Akbar cereal!
That was the stupidest YouTube video ever.
It wasn't a YouTube video, it was from Robot Chicken. You don't know what that is, do you?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay. Anyway.
Hey. It's not a very impressive fanfiction. And, you know, 6 pages long. But it fills the void left in modern original trilogy fanfiction. Ooh, that's quite a mouthful. I'll give it about 2.5 stars.
2.5?
Yeah, out of 5.
Do you follow the college professor writing rule? Which is the longer it is, the higher rating it gets?
No.
No?
Because otherwise this thing would have about 1/10 of the rating of What a Miscalon.
Well, it does, pretty much. It's half. It's like half. Anyway, moving on. Now it's time for a discussion.
Alrighty.
Discussion. This week's topic, what is your favorite Star Wars location? And Ty picked this topic. Ty, why don't you tell us why you picked that topic?
Because I had to pick a topic.
Oh.
No, seriously.
That's a good reason.
I picked it because... Are you playing with that calculator?
Yes, I'm playing with my calculator. Okay. Would you please tell us why you picked the topic?
I picked it because there are many beautiful spots in Star Wars. There's detailed backgrounds to the works. But which one's the best?
What's your pick?
Well, my pick is Hoth, I think.
Hoth?
Because it's very cold world, and it comes across as looking like, okay, that looks like it's cold.
Plus, there's a lot of Star Wars is set in, like, the woods.
Yeah.
Like Endor, Yavin 4. Yeah, it's kind of like, we live in the woods.
Yeah, and plus, Hoth... Yeah, when it first hit the screen, it was literally the first snow scene in a science fiction.
Yeah, I would say so.
What's your pick?
When you say location, do you include non-natural locations like the Death Star or...
Oh, yeah.
The Falcon?
Well, I don't know about the Falcon.
It's still a location.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. I'm probably going to say Hoth 2.
Okay.
Because it's kind of cool.
It's a very believable environment.
Yeah, it's very cool, I think. It's and partly because, you know, well, it was actually filmed in Norway. Mm. You know, which means that it is kind of a real location. It's cool because in the prequels, it's all CGI'd. And it's like, you know, it's not a real location, and you can tell it's not a real location. It doesn't have that ring of truth to it, which we've said time and time again, and we shall say time and time again, no doubt.
Oh, by the way, earlier in the in our podcast history,
yeah,
I mentioned that the YY never fires.
Yeah.
And
last night we were watching Return of the Jedi with our entire family, which is unusual, and lo and behold, a Y-Wing shoots down a TIE interceptor.
Yeah. And I missed it!
Yeah. After we're done recording this, we'll probably go downstairs, pull out the old videotape, and try to fast-forward to the spot, because we had no board responses to this question. In fact, we only had two posts, besides posts made by me, this entire week. And they were both by Gui Guio, and he pointed out that episode 4 was not online... And he also said that it was a cool show. I'm not the fan fiction reader. I only read officially licensed material, so the new section has nothing to do with me, but it's certainly something never done on the Star Wars podcast, so go for it.
Yeah.
So we will.
That's why we're here, to do something unusual for Star
Different,
Wars.
Right, because, you know, there's a lot of Star Wars podcasts.
Yeah. I mean, if every Star Wars podcast did the same thing.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of them do. It's like a lot of the shows are very tedious to listen.
Yeah. I hope we're not tedious.
I hope not. It's hard to tell.
Mm.
You know, when you listen to yourself talk.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's actually boring. People think it's like, oh, you know, people love to listen to their own voices, but it's actually very boring. Anyway, he went on to say, I am in favor of a vintage collecting segment because, yes, there's a lot of collecting in Star Wars podcasting, but not a whole lot on vintage items. And vintage really fits well with the focus of your show. So it could be a good idea if done well.
If done well.
If done well. Well, I think we could do it well. I think I could, anyway.
Hmm. I'm not going to touch that.
Mm-hmm. So that'd be my little segment. Kind of like the fanfiction's your thing. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And a little note.
And he also said, I'm glad Ben likes the TIE Phantom. It's from the old game, Rebel Assault 2. And actually, there is no TIE Starfighter in the Legacy era, but other Starfighters. Keep the shows coming, you guys, and take care. Thank you, Gui Guio. You take care, too. I've never read the Legacy of the Force books.
You slam them often enough.
Yeah, I do slam them, because I think the basic plot line is just terrible.
Yeah. I've actually read a clip from them. It actually sounded like it's written pretty well.
Yeah, I'd like to read more Star Wars and get into it, but that's the worst part to kind of jump in. Because I think I'll start with, like, the Timothy Zahn trilogy and then kind of work my way through chronologically instead of, like, skipping around like I have been. And then kind of read through. Yeah.
Probably a good idea.
Definitely.
A lot of the Star Wars books are not exactly reverent towards the original trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they'll, like, some of them take away the Emperor comes back. That kind of wipes away the sacrifice.
But it's still canon. It's considered canon.
Yeah.
Although recently, somebody announced that in one of the Timothy Zahn books, that something had been declared uncanon.
Ooh.
In one of the original books. I don't recall what, but something was declared uncanon. Which is kind of sad, because, you know, they're going back to the old books and gradually declaring them uncanon. And what was the original book, Splinter of the Mind's Eye?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's considered canon anymore.
I don't remember what that was about.
Even though it's official merchandise, it's just not considered canon.
Because they're going so fast, they're paving over themselves.
Yeah.
It's not good.
And plus, it's getting more complicated. And
I really hope they don't tamper with that Bakura book.
Truce of Bakura?
Yeah, Truce of Bakura.
I've heard that was a really good book.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was.
Bottom line, I would consider the movies to be the ultimate canon, pretty much.
Yeah. Everything else...
Yeah, that is the ultimate story. Yeah. That's the beginning, the middle, and the end, and it doesn't really need too much expansion. But they do it anyway, and I'm glad that they do, because it's fun, you know, for everybody else.
It certainly is fun.
It's definitely
fun
cool.
Mm-hmm. Although, if you ask me...
But I don't... We don't have to accept it as canon if we don't want to.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the Force cast? Their guy, what's his name? Jason. He always says, I have my J canon, and that means that I accept what's canon and what isn't. And that's cool, you know?
Pick and choose.
Right.
After because all, that's a lot of the fun of it.
Some of it's trashy, and some of it's interesting, you know?
Yeah.
And I like some of it. I loved Admiral Thrawn. He's, like, my favorite character. They're going to release a new comic pack with him, and I got to get that. But anyway, we're starting to run along a little bit. So, that concludes this episode of Hanshot First. You can send us an email at any time at hanshotfirstpodcast@gmail.com. You can visit our website also at any time, hanshotfirst.podomatic.com. Visit our boards and post like crazy, benthehut.proboards104.com. Give us a phone call at 1-206-888-2478. That's 1-206-888-2478. And thank you for listening to this episode. And remember, here is where Han has always shot first.